A car bomb exploded outside of Greece's central bank in Athens today. No one was injured, but it happened just as the Greek government made its first foray into the long-term bond market to borrow money since 2010. Joining us now to talk about that is Andrew Walker, economics correspondent at the BBC. Hi, Andrew.
Hello there, Jeremy.
Well, how did Greece do with its bond sale?
Quite well. They raised 3 billion euro or so. Strong demand for the bonds from investors. And one of the consequences of that was that they managed to raise the money at a fairly low cost, a touch under 5% for five-year borrowing.
So does that prove, as Greece's deputy prime minister said, that Greece's debt is finally sustainable? Because, of course, Greece still does have a junk credit rating.
I don't think it proves that at all. I think what many investors are assuming is that if Greece were to get into difficulty once again and find it couldn't repay its debts, that Germany and the others would ensure that no default took place. And bear in mind, this figure of just a little bit under 5%, an enormous improvement, though it is for Greece, and remarkable it is in the context that they've managed to raise the money at all, that 5% figure is a lot more than some of the other Eurozone countries are paying for their debt. Ireland, one of the crisis countries, for the equivalent figure for this five-year borrowing is 1.2%. Spain, it's 1.7%. Portugal, 2.5%. So yes, this is undoubtedly a signal of progress, but I think actually the figures do show that investors still think that Greece has got some problems to deal with.
Well, and to put it in the context of the United States, the interest rate on the 10-year bond right now is 2.68%. So that's what we're paying for 10-year debt here in this country.
Indeed.
What about Germany? You brought up Germany. Angela Merkel is going to be in Athens this week. She is still very unpopular there because of her insistence that Greece raise taxes and cut spending in exchange for loans from Europe. How reliant is Greece still on Europe's money to keep things afloat?
Well, there is this great stock of money that is borrowed from the rest of Europe and the International Monetary Fund, and it's in no condition to start repaying it for the foreseeable future. This exercise was really, I think, just a toe in the water to establish whether or not they could gradually wean themselves back. But yes, they do still need this international money. It's going to be some time before they can really regard themselves as self-sufficient and standing on their own feet.
Andrew Walker, just finally put this in the context of the European debt crisis. Where are we with this crisis, not just in Greece, but Spain, Italy, Ireland, Portugal, now many years after the crisis started?
I think we can say that at least for the time being, the intense phase of this crisis is over. Borrowing costs for the most part for European Eurozone governments are at levels that they can sustain, but it is still a very weak, unconvincing recovery. The growth rates are not very strong, and there's been really very little progress in bringing down unemployment, which is still at dismally high levels in some countries, including Greece, where it's more than one person in four that's out of a job.
But no one is talking, as they were a couple of years ago, about countries leaving the euro altogether.
That does seem to be pretty much out of the debate at the moment. The priority for European leaders now is simply to try to stimulate some sort of more convincing growth so that they can get unemployment down, living standards up, but within a unified eurozone.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joining us today from London. Andrew, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.